Mukham karoti vachalam pangolanghayate girim Yat kripa tamahang bande sri gurundinatarinam Sri Chaitanya manobistam stavidam jena bhutale Swayam rupakada mahyam dadati shabandantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavangsta Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vithang Thang Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vithangsta Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himava Divya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Yes, Prabhu, some question.
We have a question from Dhananjaya Prabhu Russia. Mm-hmm. And he's asking, when Mahaprabhu meets Gadadhara Pandit, through whom, between the two of them, Srimati Radharani manifests more?
Hare Krishna. How can we possibly answer a question like that? But we can only quote Srila Guru Maharaj, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami. They've expressed the position of Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. What we can say is that Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Govartase Nama. As indicated at the time of the sannyas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Keshava Bharati said, your name must be Krishna Chaitanya. He didn't give him a standard sannyas name, but said, you have come to gift Krishna consciousness to the world. Right? And you are Krishna consciousness personified. Right? So Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness. Sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj will describe this Gaur Leela as the Acharya Leela of Radha and Krishna. And Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani as Gadadhar Pandit. In the introductory section of Prapana Jivanamritam, Srila Guru Maharaj says, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam, Nityam Nomi Navadipe Nama Kirtana Nartanai. The Guru Rupa of Hari. Guru Rupa Harim is what? Gaura. Gauranga. How did Shyama Sundar Krishna, he's famous, Ganesham, Shyama Sundar, right? Achintya Guna Swarup, his divine dark form, it's a chintya color. An inconceivable shama. But how does Shama Sundar become Gauranga Sundar? Radha Bhava Duti Subalita, becoming enveloped in the heart of Srimati Radharani and its divine radiance, the halo transforming Shama Sundar Krishna into Gauranga Sundar. Again, this inconceivably beautiful golden color. Svarna koti darpa nava deho varna gauravam. Guru Maharaj says, like 10 million brilliant, coruscating, shining mirrors of gold. So, and Guru Rupa Harim Gauram, how does he achieve this position? If he wants to distribute Krishna consciousness, I mean, after all, he is Krishna. He's in the background of everything. But particularly for distributing Krishna consciousness, he's doing it from the position of a devotee, and not only any devotee, but the supreme devotee. He says, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram, Radha Ruchi Ruchavratam, which is very beautiful poetry, because ruchi can mean taste, it can mean beauty, and all these things together. Right? And Charitamritam again, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidushovana Eva. The type of love that she alone possesses, that has captured his imagination, you could say. What is the type of love that she alone possesses? Rupa Goswami, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, saying, Ado Shraddha Sarusanga Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivritti Nishta Tata Shakti Tato Baba Tata Prema Abhyundanjati. When he reaches the stage of Prem, then Rag Anurag Bhav Mahabhav. So he's giving these stages of Krishna Prem, as Guru Maharaj says. There's gradation everywhere in everything, right? Even within Krishna consciousness and the domains of Krishna consciousness. Saraswati Thakur quoted in Guru Maharaj says, Prapana Jivanamritam, saying, Vrindavana Shrestha, so the Govardhana Shoyla, Gandharika Giridhari, Jatakrida Koyla. Superior to to Vrindavan is Govardhan. Then going further, Radha Kunda. And Saraswati Thakur distinguishing Radha Kunda, Tata, the banks and the water. To such souls, all of these distinctions are meaningful. But it shows there's gradation and everywhere and everything, even in the upper world in Krishna consciousness. Vaikuntha, the southern hemisphere of the spiritual world, and then the Aprakrita realm of Goloka, and as we mentioned, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radha Kunda, bank, waters. Why it says in the conclusion of the Upadeshamritam that to bathe in the waters of Radha Kunda, to enter those divine waters, which Guru Maharaj said is Srimati Radharani in liquid form, it's not ordinary water, or as we conceive, then for the Parama Prestha Sakhis, her most intimate serving group, it is a rare achievement. Then what to speak of others? That is one of the points being made there. So what is that love that she alone presents? Bhav after bhav, the Subal, the highest rung of cowherd boys, and Gopi Bhav. Interestingly, when Srila Guru Maharaj was at the inauguration of the ISKCON Chandradwaya Mandir, at Srila Prabhupada's invitation, the talk he gave, to this day, I would expect Guru Maharaj in that context to give a more general talk, and he started to. It's like when Mahaprabhu's the Sanatan Shiksha, and he's giving going in a particular way in terms of the instructions, and then he goes on this divine tangent on the beauty and sweetness of Krishna, and it's just divine madness. And then he's saying, oh, that's not what I meant to say. What was I talking about before? So Guru Maharaj, he's saying about the different types, yeah, the Narottama might have been, he's mentioning different domains, like this city is the place of Rajagun and certain parts Tamagun, and the forest was traditionally Sattvagun, and that kind of environment is conducive for an ashram. He's talking now, because Prabhupada took these rice fields in Mayapur and, you know, turned it into a spiritual city as envisioned by Bhaktivinod Thakur. So he's talking about the what different environments are conducive for in terms of culture. And he means to say, so in this place, well, of course, we just heard Narottam say, Grihe ba bonite take ha goranga bole dake. Narottam doesn't care where you're from or which ashram you're in. If you like, you're mad about Gauranga, he's mad about you. That's it, basically. Same thing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Grihe tako bane tako sada hari bole dako. Same thing. But still, Guru Maharaj is using this as a point that he was making, and he always speaks thematically. And that's when he mentioned that Srila Saraswati Thakur, his idea, his campaign was to establish a Krishna temple in the heart of everyone, of every living being, you can say. But at least, you know, everyone, and the heart of everyone. Because you can say, oh, remember, they're opening a temple. Remember, Guru Maharaj, he's always speaking thematically. And he's talking, what is that environment that is best for spiritual culture? You'll pick that place. And then he's saying, but our Guru Maharaj, he said, actually, my campaign is to make a temple in everyone's heart. And then he said something, because Guru Maharaj is always speaking thematically, but what will come to him is not always known. It is, but new things may come also. I'll never know, well, maybe someday, because I didn't get to ask him. But he starts talking about Gopi Bhajan. And he's saying, and he used the word cloister. Nityananda, do you know what cloister is?
Not sure.
Like like the place where the people go for spiritual culture, they lock themselves in a room.
Cloister.
In Russia, you can say it louder.
Cluster.
Okay.
Very Russian.
Right, the Russians have, you know, they put the monks in there and Lord knows what happens after that. But so he's talking about cloister. And he's saying, and this is the beautiful part where he's saying, connecting it to, he's saying, but Gopi Bhajan is that the heart should be the cloister. Not that there's a cloister somewhere and you go there and do your spiritual things and then you go back into the world. Right? He's saying, in Gopi Bhajan, those are his exact words, he said, the cloister is the heart. And I realized, oh, he said Saraswati Thakur's program was to make every heart a temple for Krishna. And then just while we're on the subject, he said something again, I think some divine flow came then. He said, if you take the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, he said, one day you will find yourself in his harem. And I thought, I was saying, Guru Maharaj, you're giving a general talk here. That's what he said. You have to listen very carefully. But that's what he said at that meeting. If you take the name of the Lord, one day you will find yourself, and very excited, you will find yourself in his harem. And, oh my God. So we don't normally say that. Everyone will leave saying, Gopi Maharaj, Goswami, Gopi Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj said. That surprised me. But then, so he's saying, this is what he's come to do. Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj is saying these things. Using the word Gopi Bhajan. And what do we hear? Six Goswamis, you know, Gopi Bhava Rasamritab Dila Hari Kalola Magno Muhur. It says they're like drowning in waves of Gopi Bhav. That's why they don't need, they have the minimal amount of necessity for any sustenance. Right? It's not that by denying themselves they have achieved this. It's on account of what their internal nourishment that they need the minimum from the external plane. But, so, and as Guru Maharaj said the other day, you know, the sannyas mantram about Gopi Bhav. Right? And when someone asked me, in a, it was discussed in a particular occasion, what should be done? And this person said, oh, you should, they should write the sannyas mantram on the divine form of Sri Guru, who's departing from the world. And I thought, but that's still, that's general. Who would be the best? Then, from our perspective, you would have to write Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. That's what you would write. But of all, then the leader of the juniors. But of all the devotees, right, they all have Bhav. When we go, who alone possesses Mahabhav? If we're saying that Krishna descended, it's there in the beginning of Charitamritam, and we're told this is based on the notes of Sarup Damodar and Ranganath Das Goswami. That Kaviraj Goswami is the recipient of the full wealth of Sarup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami via Raghunath Das Goswami when he became his servitor in Radha Kunda. And he's saying, Sri Radhaya Pranaya, her type of love, Mahima, the greatest type of her love, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayeva means that she alone possesses. Then it's another way of saying Mahabhav. Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. That's what has captured Krishna. And where is it seen at its zenith point? In separation. Bahe Bishajalahoi Bitore Anandamoy Krishna Premar Adbhuta Charit, the wonderful, astonishing quality characteristic, Krishna Prem. And particularly, it achieves its greatest depth in separation. That's where the greatest depth of heart is achieved and the highest expression of divine love in its greatest intensity, accompanied these asta sattvika vikar, these different, eight different types of ecstatic transformation. And Rupa Goswami describes when one or two are there at a particular stage, three or four, when all of them are present, it's a stage. But when all of them are present and they're fully blazing to the extreme. So, quoting Srila Rupa Goswami, Chaitanyastakam, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, Param Kasyapi Pranayi Jana Vrindasya Kutuki. Kutuki means curiosity. So surveying all these gopis, how many are there? We hear in Rasa Leela, we hear from different places, there's sometimes described, there's a billion or a trillion. And just think, they're all unique and uniquely beautiful. And we say Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Right? One Krishna, a billion or trillion inconceivably beautiful gopis, divine forms. Muktiya hibbanyata rupam swarupena viva. Their swarup, chinmoy. If the ground is chanmoy, then what to speak of the divine souls that traverse that plane? Vaikuntya prithivyari sakula chanmoy. And Radha Madaya Hrade Tatyaja Braja Sundari. When Radharani makes herself absent, Krishna leaves all that billion trillion gopis and goes in search for her. It's in the Ramananda Sambad, quoting the Gita Govinda of Jayadev, to succinctly express her unparalleled spiritual qualifications. Right? That all the others are so wonderful, and Krishna left all of them to go in search of one. And then what does it say there? Observing her particular type of self-giving, self-sacrifice, and the expression of divine love from her heart. Kutuki, it awakened the curiosity in Krishna. What is it like to be her? Right? Particularly from a hidden position, observing her expressing viraha, bhav, the separation. Param Kashyapi Kashyapi Prani Janavindasya Kutuki Rasotstamam Ritva Madaram Upabogtam Kambapiya. And here supports Guru Maharaj's language of saying he plunders the wealth of our heart, steals. Because I heard Guru Maharaj say this, and I accept that. But still, if someone pressed me, and I had to give it around and say, oh, here in the Chaitanyastakam of Rupa Goswami, he's also saying steal, plunder. And for various reasons, we can say, the wealth of her heart, she does not want to part with easily. And the Arati song, you hear him saying, when she sees that Krishna is now enveloped in her heart, that, you know, Manda Suha, she's smiling mildly. Sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj will say that, use words like facsimile, carcass, the remainder. And absent the bomb above, of, you know, opposition and divine love that inspires Krishna. So there's a peculiar statement in the Chaitanya Charitamritam comparing Gadadhar Pandit to the Dwaraka Queen Rukmini. And on the surface, it appears to be a sort of ontological dilemma, because we hear Radharani expands out of Vrindavan, where heart is above intellect, out of Vrindavan into Dwaraka, where they take a reversal, and she is as Satyabhama, and Chandravali, her competitor in Vrindavan, as Rukmini and Dwaraka in the superior position. So why would this comparison be there to compare Gadadhar Pandit to Rukmini? Because at different times, when as Nimai Pandit, but later as Mahaprabhu is pressing Gadadhar or teasing Gadadhar, Gadadhar never responds. Even the other devotees are saying, you should say something. And Gadadhar, no, toleration is best for me. I'm not saying anything. Like the Queen Rukmini, when Krishna, he's testing the love for Rukmini and says, after he kidnapped her at her request, and they're living, the king and queen, and he says, I may not be the most suitable partner for you. There are others who, and we're told, Rukmini, when she hears this, the thought of impending separation from Krishna, the descriptions there, like a tree that's thrown down in a hurricane, uprooted and crashed in a hurricane. And she doesn't say anything. She just can't conceive of that. But she doesn't express any objection. So, but it's not fully described there. But Srila Guru Maharaj, he says, yes, if Gadadhar Pandit, Nimai Pandit, later Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has stolen, plundered the wealth of the heart of Srimati Radharani, including this bomb above, that nature of opposition, then the remainder, the facsimile, remainder, it can be likened to the Queen Rukmini. So what was the original question?
Through whom Srimati Radharani manifests the most? Through Gadadhar Pandita Mahaprabhu.
Oh, right. So, and we have the worship of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which Srila Gurudev called his private bhajan chamber. He worshiped Gaur Gadadhar, So from one point of view, we can say that her heart halo, the bomb above, having been plundered by Krishna to appear as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the most intense expression is there. But Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. Just keeping certain aspects of herself in a suppressed position. But she knows everything about what Krishna is experiencing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Srila Guru Maharaj, along the lines of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhagavat Arka Marichi Mala, the Bhagavat sun, 18,000 slokas, like an 18,000 rayed sun, Krishna Sva Damo Bhagate Dharma Jnani Dibiksaha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Puran Arko Duno Dittaha. Taking 1,000 rays, 1,000 slokas from the Bhagavatam and structuring them, presenting them in a particular way. Srila Guru Maharaj had the inspiration, and that came from Swarup Damodar to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Guru Maharaj got the inspiration for like 200 or 300. Right. But he didn't realize that. But he did write some introductory slokas. One for Veda Vyas, as would be appropriate. The one about Radharani Yadami and the Bhagavatam. Yadamiyam Mahima Sri Bhagavatam Katayam Pratipatam Anubhutam Apya Labdhavideya Tadakila Rasa Murti Shama Lila Avalambam Madhura Rasa Di Sri Radha Pada Padmam Prapadye. Prayer to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and Radha Dasyam, saying that actually, although her name is not mentioned there, at every step of the way, it's meant to take us in the direction of the service of her holy lotus feet. Shyamalila Avalambam, the whole Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalpatu Galitampalam, Shukamukharma, the Veda Kalpaturu, the desire tree of Veda, its floral essence is Vedanta. And then the fruit, the fully ripe and mature fruit of the Veda Kalpaturu is the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is about what? Rasa. Always remember, this book is meant to take us, as Guru said, from the domain of intellectual jugglery to the domain of rasa. As when I asked about the Kurma avatar, Prishte Brahmyada Manda Mandaragiri Grabhagya Kanduyanan, why does this appear in the last chapter of the Bhagavatam, a reference to the Kurma avatar and the churning of the milk ocean, which is wonderful, but I couldn't understand why it would be included in the last 25, 30 slokas, where you would expect everything to be drawing towards a particular conclusion. And of course it is. Guru Maharaj explained, he said, what was the object of their churning? In general, people say, oh, they want Amrita, they want the nectar of immortality. Right? That's just generic, off-the-shelf Amrita. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, already said, Mukti Arhat Vanyata Rupam Swaropena Vivastiti, that after mukti, after liberation, There is swarup, there is form, there is relationship, there's personality, there's loving exchange. And he's saying, so from, you know, an asuric tug of war to get this nectarine substance, we're saying, really, and remember, Lakshmi Devi comes out, the Chandra, moon, and, you know, Chandra Bangsha, and Sri, goddess Sri. So he's saying, really what it is telling us the ultimate nectarine substance is Madhura Rasa, as presented in Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, it's just a story, some Puranic legend about the gods and the demons, and they're doing this and that. It has to be on theme. What is the theme of the Bhagavatam? It tells in the very beginning. Nigama Kalpataror Galitampalam Shukamukhadam Rita Amrita. Shukadeva Goswami is not interested in immortality. So it's saying the ultimate nectarine substance is Madhura Rasa, Shama Lila Avalambam, and it's all dependent upon her. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabi. As Krishna has expansion, she has all the Braja Gopis, the Mahishi Gan queens of Dwaraka, the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, all come from her. So that's the message of the Bhagavatam. Right. The book that's all about Krishna, it's all about Krishna consciousness. She's the supreme personification of Krishna consciousness. When Krishna wants to experience Krishna consciousness, he adopts her position. And when Srirup Damodar, when Raghunath Das Goswami approached Mahaprabhu for some personal instructions, having been told from day one that he would be under the care of Srirup Damodar, Mahaprabhu gave him some personal instructions and then said, the reason I put you under the care of Srirup Damodar is because what I don't know, he knows fully. I think, what can that mean? What do you mean, what he doesn't know? Meaning, when Radharani is lost in divine madness of separation from Krishna, as exhibited in the Brahmar Gita, which are one of the two separation zenith points continually relished by Mahaprabhu, one, Ratiyatra, we just discussed that last time, right? After 100 years of separation, it's the separation zenith point. Every year, Mahaprabhu and his devotees, they're celebrating this Ratiyatra, and all these mystical feelings, songs being expressed from Mahaprabhu. It's a separation zenith point. The other one, last 12 years of his life behind closed doors with Srirup Damodar and Ramananda, Brahmar Gita. Divine madness. 10 different types of prajalpa being expressed by Srimati Radharani, which we can't discuss. But one we can reference because it's beneficial. He says, Yadanucharita Lila Karna Piyush Viprut Sakrita Danda Viduta Danda Dharma Vinashta Sapari Griha Kutundam Dinam Utrija Bahuva, something, Bihanga, Bhikkhu, Charjam, Charanti. She's saying, Piyush means nectar. And she's not saying it will give you eternal life. She's saying, you hear a drop of nectar about Krishna, and your life is ruined. She's saying the opposite. Right? Who's going to sign up for that? Everyone in this room, apparently. She's saying a drop of hearing about it, then your life is ruined. When you come in connection with Krishna consciousness, and you can't take the world and seriously and envision yourself being in it. Doesn't mean that, you know, serious things don't happen in the world, but I mean it in another way. Right? As a place of fulfillment to realize yourself. Right? Sukadev says it in another way when he starts speaking. And what is the use of, you know, all the experience of this world? Like, better a moment of Krishna consciousness than all of this. And same thing Narada told Vyas when he's like chastising Vyas, and saying, why don't I gave Mahabharata, I compiled the Veda, you know, and I'm feeling depressed. He said, yes, because you didn't tell people straight about Krishna. Right? And what does he say there? Taktva svadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan napako apakva pato pate tato yadi. Up, like paka means ripe, mature. Apaka means immature. He's saying it's better if you only are involved with Krishna consciousness for a short time, take that risk, than eons of anything else. He's saying that's what we do. That's what Narada tells Vyas, Sukadev tells the sages there, and Sukirtal with Parikshit Maharaj. And Radharani is saying same thing in her very beautiful divine madness, saying a drop of this nectar will ruin you. And Gaurav said, it's like, because elsewhere in the Bhagavad Psalm, it says, Bidyate Hridaya Granti Chidyante Sarva Sankshaya. The lust has a stranglehold on the heart. Elsewhere described as Hridrogam, heart disease. But the Bhagavatam can cut the knots of that stranglehold. And Gaurav said, it's like when they have the safe is locked and the thieves, they put a drop of some kind of acid and it makes a hole in it, and then like the lock, and then you open the door and get the treasure. Saying that our hearts are locked. She's saying a drop of this divine substance will burn through all that, the door opens and the real wealth is revealed. It's very beautiful what is described there. And she's saying, and then with nowhere to live, nowhere to go, they're like birds, like the way you see the birds out your window. They land somewhere and take a little something, they go somewhere. They're like homeless. But the acharyas say, the bird she's talking about is Hansa and Paramahansa. She's saying, you will become a Paramahansa. What did Guru Maharaj say? Take the Lord's name and one day you will find yourself in his harem. So why Mahaprabhu told that to Raghunath Das? Because Srup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi. And when Srimati Radharani is lost in her divine madness, Lalita Sakhi maintains her composure and can assist her in either assuaging the anguish of separation in the heart or amplifying and enhancing some particular sentiment by singing particular songs, slokas, etc. And Radharani may not remember everything in the aftermath, or may not choose to say. So Mahaprabhu was telling Raghunath Das, this is the person who will train you better than me. I want you to be able to render that type of service. That's why I'm putting you under his care. And remember, Charitamritam comes from Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami. Still, Gadadhar, Srimati Radharani and Gauralila as Gadadhar, staying in the background, suppressing certain aspects of herself. But she knows, of course, everything. So who's the other person? It would be too much to be there all the time, but who is that other person who knows what Mahaprabhu is experiencing? And in this sense, even more so, is Gadadhar Pandit. So no one compares to Gadadhar Pandit. Right. It's another win for Radharani, any way you perceive it. If you say, Mahaprabhu, this more he's got came from where? From her. But Gadadhar Pandit, so sympathetic, it's inconceivable. Like there are classes, you know, the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and they're the great commentators, and not to ever, anyway, take anything away from that. Right. But can we conceive of like a Bhagavatam class where Radharani is explaining the Bhagavatam? What kind of class would that be? Right. Those are the classes of Gadadhar Pandit. And it's as if we can't hear it. Certainly we're not qualified, but it's not even like keep these unqualified thing, we're not on the shelf. It's not on the shelf. Because what happens when Srinivasacharya is sent to Gadadhar Pandit to be taught the Bhagavatam, Gadadhar Pandit opens the Bhagavatam and says, what I want to teach you, my tears have washed those slokas away. So Srinivasacharya goes to Navadvip in those days to make another book. Scribes by hand may take 2-3 months, 18,000. By the time he returns, Gadadhar Pandit has left the world. But those slokas that have been washed away by the tears of Gadadhar Pandit were supplied by Gadadhar Pandit to Mahaprabhu on the banks of what Gurumayi says, that broad blue ocean, Neelachala, Jagannath Puri. So perhaps giving a hint at his selection criteria, Srila Guru Maharaj includes in that introduction the Gadadhar Pranam. Nilam bodhi tate sada svaviraha kepanvitam bandhavam Srimad Bhagavati katha madiraya sanjeevayan bhatiya Srimad Bhagavatam svanayana srubhayanai pujayam Goshami prabharo gadadhara vibhur bhuyat madeka gati. This prayer is saying Goswami, Gadadhara, Prabhu, the best of the Goswamis, Gadadhar Pandit, saying, when Mahaprabhu, enveloped by the heart and halo of Radharani, is on the shore of that broad blue ocean, he's feeling what? Svaviraha. Right? He observed as Krishna, Radharani feeling separation from him. Now he's feeling enveloped by her heart and halo, separation from Krishna. What's that like? Her separation, what it's like. There's nothing, just as a footnote or a sidebar, there's nothing like this in any religion in the world, including in India. There's nothing like this. There's nothing that compares to this. There's nothing as sweet and enchanting as it, to know that Krishna, he's so moved and captured by her that he wants to experience what it's like to be her. And here he is on the banks of the broad blue ocean and Nila Chala Jagannath Puri. He's experiencing Krishna Viraha. And it says, Kepan Bandhavam, in the company of his dear friend. So think about the two of them. Now it's just the two of them. And what they understood from a time before, now here they are. He's fully enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, with Radharani by his side. And this is terra incognito, and it's a previously unexplored world, her heart. And the pain, the anguish of separation, and the depth, the magnitude of this is inconceivable. But she knows. And so she knows that when this feeling comes, this sloka. So she's singing that verse. But while singing, and what does Guru Maharaj say? It's like when someone is feeling lovesick and heartache, their heart is broken, and they go to their best friend, and the best friend, he said, it supplies them some intoxicant, like wine. They call it drowning your troubles, right? And they say, here, drink this. You'll get some relief. Saying, but here, Srimad Bhagavata Katha Madiraya. The madhya, the wine is Bhagavat Katha. That's the wine. So Gadadhar Pandit expressing these things, the intoxication of that substance is giving some relief to the heart of Mahaprabhu, who is on the verge, the 10th stage of separation is death. So he's on the approaching death, and then Gadadhar Pandit comes, supplying, singing these beautiful verses. And it's Sanjeevayam, means bringing him back to life. Just on the verge of, and now back to life. And then Srimad Bhagavatam, Swanayanasru, Payanai Pujyam. And as Gadadhar Pandit is singing, think Mahaprabhu's there, perhaps crying tears and separation. Then Gadadhar Pandit singing the verses. Tears are streaming from the lotus eyes of Gadadhar Pandit like flower offerings onto the pages of the Bhagavatam and washing away those verses. So why do we have to answer this? It's not good. Don't think like that. Just hear what has been expressed and appreciate it. And I'm trying to put one above the other, or this one more, that one. Just hear what has been expressed and appreciate that if we can. But I understand, I've asked Guru Maharaj so many questions, thinking all these things take place in Puri, and then there's Navadvip, and I said, trying to understand what's higher, but we have to be very careful about it. We don't want to commit any offense. But I was trying to understand some difference between Navadvip and Puri and the devotees in the different places. And Guru Maharaj said to me, stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu prefer Navadvip. Because I was thinking, well, it seems these higher things are expressed there and then there. And he said, the stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu prefer Navadvip. Because that is their happy time. It's like Radharani and Braja Gopis. We may, through analysis, say this, that, and the other thing. They want Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. They're not thinking, oh, separation produces a superior substance. That's can be said through analysis, but they want Krishna to be with them. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, taking himself as one of the inhabitants of Vidyanagar, where Mahaprabhu's on the top of the house of Vidyavachaspati, and all the people come, and they're the crowd walked across the Ganga, they're hanging from tree limbs, and they all want a glimpse of the golden Lord. Raso dama kama budama dura damo jula tanur. So he comes out, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is taking himself as one of the people and says, when will Nimai Pandit, who's now Sri Krishna Chaitanya, give up the robes of renunciation and come and join us again in Sri Vasangam? He said, that's like the gopis, Braja gopis, wanting Krishna to give up his kingly dress, the Dwarka king, and come back to them for their happy times on the banks of the Jamuna in Vrindavan, where he's Gopavesh Venukar Navakishor Natabar Narli Lahoyanarup with his Gopavesh cowherd dress, the flute in his hands. That's what they like. Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he liked many slokas from Krishna Karnamritam. But one he said a lot, description of Krishna when he's surrounded by the Braja Gopis. How beautiful he looks, like the crown jewel. He's the crown jewel, and they're the whatever the other part is. Kosturi tilakam lalata palake bakshastale kostubam nashagre navamuktikam karatale venam kare kankanam sarvanga harichandanam chakalayan kante chamuktavalim gopa stri parivestito vijayate gopala chudamani. So these things actually can only be discussed with the bowed head and folded palms. If we've heard something from our Guru Varga, but they describe these things all in a very delicate way. But the very fact that Krishna has descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Duty Subalita, means she wins. Okay? She always wins. She's always in the superior position. What a tribute. There is no parallel pastime on her side. You understand? There is no such thing. He wants to embrace her position. She doesn't think like, I wonder what it'd be like to be the supreme enjoyer. That's anti-devotional mentality. And if someone says, oh, sometimes in separation, the gopis imitate Krishna. That's true. And they're madness. But they're not trying to usurp his position as the Adi Purusha. Just in the madness of their separation, they're, you know, someone's like, I've come to punish Kaliya. You know, they've just lost their gopi bhav minds, you know, waiting for Krishna to return. So they're enacting his pastimes as a means of remembering him, invoking his presence. And remember, as we're told, Vrindavanam Parijajapadam Ekam Nigashati, although Gurudev likes to say it another way, Krishna never leaves them ever. Anyara Hridoyaman Moraman Vrindavan. What Mahaprabhu is singing, mirroring the sentiments of the heart of Srimati Radharani when he's before Jagannath at the Rath Yatra, saying, for most people, their mind and heart and are more or less one. He's saying, my mind, my heart, and Vrindavan are one. Radha, Padman, Kitadam, Vrindavan, Jaranam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, really, Vrindavan is that soil that is embellished with the lotus footprints of Srimati Radharani. So, Viswanath Chakrabarti speaks of those things in his Sarartha Darshini Tika, how really pastimes of union and separation, they're running in parallel. He can explain that and express that. But that Krishna has been converted into a devotee is just about the most amazing thing that's ever happened. Hare Krishna. Jai Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar Nitram Nidhar Namabhi. Can you sing Hari Harai?
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya
Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohan
Sri Chaitanya
Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Garadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Rupa Sanat
Raghunatha
Thank you. Hey, go, Jai, Mui Taro Dasa. Kansavara, Kunanenu, Mora Panchagra. Pandera Charana, Sevi Bhakta Saneva.